This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Simen Pei Gimel. Dinei Beis HaKiseh B'Kriyashma. The laws of the restroom in Kriyashma. Says the Mechaber, Asur Likrois Keneged Beis HaKiseh Yashan. You cannot say Shema opposite an old bathroom. Afilu Pinui Menatzaya. Even if you cleared out the excrement. V'yeirayali, says the Mechaber, it would seem to me, now this statement that you're not to read opposite of Beis HaKiseh Yashan is the Gemara Brachas Daf Chavav. Says the Mechaber, it would seem to me, that's if there are no partitions. Avom yesh loy mechitzos, if there are partitions, afal pishayesh boit soya, even if there's soya kaira kenegdai, you could read opposite it. Besamach nearby ve'enoy choishesh, there's no problem. You could even be within its dalat amos, as long as im ein magil loy reach ra, as long as you don't smell the bad odor. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kanal of Asur Likrois Lo Tzolamer Lefanav Kimloy Enav. In front of you, the entire eye shot, Ula Achrav, and behind you, Dalet Amos. V'im yesh sham reyach ra, if there's a reyach ra, tzarech Dalet Amos, v'makam kol reyach. You need to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops. So, opposite an old bathroom, you cannot be in eye shot. That's why we mentioned many times, if you're in the kitchen and the bathroom door is open, and you're saying Shema opposite, even though you may have given up 10 years of your life to design that beautiful bathroom, and it has the nicest tiles in the entire tri-state area. It doesn't matter. If the door is open, you can't daven opposite it. If you daven opposite it, you say a bracha opposite it, you may have to repeat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pinu mimenu v'isurei min ha-Torah. It's an Isser Doraisa. The Chazon Nish says that if the bathroom is currently clean, it's only midrabanan. And he explains that since at the time there was soya in it, it was aser mena Torah, the rabbanan were machmer, that the iser remains even after the soya has been removed. But this statement, v'isura mena Torah, comes from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, quoted in the Beis Yosef. Kivan shezeh hamaka mikfar darka liyos b'itzoya, this place typically had soya. It had soya before. Ein zeh machanecha kadosh. This is a violation of ein machanecha kadosh. Alkein, im nestapik loy, im hu beis hakise yashan oy chadosh. Therefore, if we're mesupik, if it's old or new, azlin al chumra kedin kol safik tzoya le'el, b'simen ayin vav siv zayin. Now, if we're mesupik, whether it had soya or not, we have to be machmer. So here's the question. If you remember, in the beginning of this whole subject, we had a machlokes between the Rush and the Rajba. What was the reason why soya melefanav marchik kamoy enav? It was machlokes the Rush and the Rajba. The Rajba held, lo yira b'cha ervaz davar, is going on soya also. Which meant that even if it's in a different room, if you see it, it's asr midai raisa, like erva. The kula was, that outside of dalet amos, even though you could see it, hear her as mutter. The Rush says, no, lo yira b'cha ervaz davar, is only going on erva, not on soya. And by soya, there's only an isra machanecha kadosh. Therefore, if it's in a different room and you see it, it's mutter. Because if it's in a different room, it's not machanecha. And if it's in the same room, kemalayenov, it's mitam iser drabanan, or maybe even midairaisa, kol sharoya oisa, it's bechlal chaniya. So let's come to a bathroom. You can read opposite a bathroom, even kemalayenov. Why not? So the Rajva would say it's because lo yira b'cha ervas davar. If lo yira b'cha ervas davar is going on soya, so you could see it even if it's b'cheder acher. But according to the Rush, where lo yira b'cha ervas davar is only going on erva, not on soya, and it's only Yisra Machanecha Kadosh, how is this not Machanecha Kadosh? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is addressing, by the way. The Mishnah Berurah on the fourth line says, since even though now there's no tzaya, there was once tzaya and you could see it, it's not Machanecha Kadosh. In other words, if you're able to see a bathroom, it's not Machanecha Kadosh.
Why is this any worse than Kisoy? If it's not big, if you can't see it, if it was removed.
Yeah, because this is a place where, since it's constantly there, the place is considered not Kadosh. But the question is, what if you're looking into a bathroom and the bathroom has an opening, has a doorway? But it's a cheder acher, it's definitely a different room. So in other words, according to the Rajba, it should be a problem. Because you could see it, and if you could see it, it's Ein Machanecha Kadosh. It's Lo Yer Becha Erbas Davar. But according to the Rosh, it's only a problem in the same room. But this is a different room. L'chayra, according to the Rosh, I'm saying a chiddush now, according to the Rosh, if your bathroom door is open, it would not be a problem. Because according to the Rosh, not everything you see is a problem. It's only a b'cheder echad. If it's in a different cheder, it's not a problem. So l'chayra, this is talking about a bathroom. There are no walls. We see there are no walls, because that's why the Mechaber says that if they're mechitzos, it's not an issue. Another point, do you understand the point I'm saying? In other words, we had this whole subject is predicated on a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rajba. The Rajba says anything you could see is a problem. According to the Rosh, only what you could see in the same room is a problem. So according to the Rosh, a bathroom, even if the door is open, it's still a different room. L'chayra, that should not be a problem. It would be a problem according to the Rajba. Now, why does the Mishnah Berurah say if you're mesupik, if it's old or a new bathroom, we go l'chumra? Like old tzaya, simen ayin vav, sif zayin. That's tzaya, which is an Isser D'Oraisa. But the Chazon Ish already said a bathroom is not an Isser D'Oraisa. A bathroom is only Isser D'Rabbanan. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel K'she'en Lo Mechitzos K'may. Let's say, what does it mean? There are no mechitzos. K'may Acharei Hagadar, a bathroom behind a fence. Like Acharei Habatim. U'Pashad Afil Mlo Yizmin Metchil Lo Yisamak Nabei Sakise. It's Pashad. Even if you didn't designate it that it should be a bathroom. Kivan Shaderach Li Panay Sham. Since it's typical to defecate there, Nikra Beis HaKisei Yashin, it's called an old bathroom. V'raya Mila El. The proof is from what we said before in Simen Mem Beis, Shekasvu Shama Poiskim, Dim Darkoi Tamid Latzor Tefillin Bahasudar. The Poiskim write, if you always wrap Tefillin in a handkerchief, also L'shtamish by Tashmas Acher, you cannot use a different usage for that handkerchief. Ki'ilu Azmeh, it's as if you designated it. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah is saying an interesting chiddush. The same way by Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha, even if you did not designate it, it is considered holy if you used it many times, so too by a bathroom. It's considered designated for a bathroom, even if you didn't officially designate it. Okay. Mechitzais. Nira, the Iri b'magia sa'aretz. Mechitza will help only if it reaches the ground. Ayal kapanim, or at the very least, ad pachas mishalish tvachim. It gets to less than three tvachim off the ground. The amrinan lavad. We say lavad. The lav hachi otherwise, if the mechitza is above three tvachim, asr ladasr of haigoin, it would be asr kointer of haigoin, hamuva b'beis yosef, simen pezayin ayin sham. Okay, tomorrow, we'll hold over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.